For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And hour number four of our weekly four-hour broadcast, we talk about one specific thing about your house, home, castle, cabin, and in particular this month, following our home maintenance calendar, landscape. Well, landscape is part of the house, part of your home, part of your property, part of your domain. And this is actually a repeat of a topic we did just 2 weeks ago, but because of the preempted news coverage of John McCain Services, a lot of our broadcast area didn't hear it, and it was a fun enough hour that we thought, well, you know, let's do a repeat because it's about how to start planning your landscape, whether you're looking at redoing an existing landscape or you're looking to complete a landscape or you're looking to move into a home where you've got a brand new slate to start with, is where in the state to go see different plants in their natural environments to give you ideas on what to bring into your home. If you're looking to go all natural, if you're looking to go more arid, if you're looking to move to maybe something a little bit more tropical or edibles, there's all kinds of different locations and great sites to see in the state to kind of expand your horizon and open your mind to the possibilities of what you can bring to your own living area. And eight places that we're going to highlight this hour would be the Arboretum and Flagstaff for the mountain areas. That also includes Arizona colleges, NAU campus. NAU, ASU, and U of A all have arboretums on their campus. The Rio Salada Restoration Area down in Phoenix, Scottsdale Xeriscape, Tucson Botanical Gardens, Arizona Sonora Museum. But we started all off at the Desert Botanical Gardens down by Papago.
Yeah, it's nestled right in by the zoo there. It's on Galvin Parkway.
It's not by Papago, it's in Papago.
Yeah, it's a great little area, and it's just a powerhouse of a botanical garden. This one thing that's kind of a theme that runs through all of these places is they want to highlight desert plants, and they want you to get excited about them. So they're great in education. They're great in making sure that you have the information you need and you want. So the Desert Botanical Garden has all kinds of paths, grouped by maybe type of plant or area of plant. Mm-hmm.
And because it's in the Papago area, we had a caller earlier now wanted to know how to plant in a rocky setting. Anything growing on those rocks, you know, is going to grow in your rocky yard.
Yeah, there's no faking it there. It's right there in the desert. And it is inspiring. It's also woven all throughout with artwork. Right now they have, in October, they're getting ready to roll out a program highlighting lighting on. It's a light show, like Electric Desert, it's called. So you can go do things like that. There's all kinds of classes you can take. But if you're just going down there, they have self-guided tours, and everything is marked really well. So you can go, oh, I like that plant. What is it? And there's the marker right there.
Write it down, take a picture, however you want to save that information. And you were talking about the light show. That's a great place to go at night to, plan your nightscape as well with your night lighting. So you can enjoy this in the summertime. It's so hot during the day, the only time you could be outside to enjoy it is in a nightscape setting. And in the wintertime, you get home so early, it's already dark. To get out and enjoy your outdoors, you're doing it in the dark. So nightscaping is a big part of your landscape design. And the night tours at the night lighting at Desert Botanical Gardens is a great way to see those.
And another thing, you always talk about your tree orchard, how you have things that grow and you can harvest throughout the year. If you have a little time, it's great to go to the botanical gardens each season and see what's blooming this season. What could I have planted that would bloom this season? So to space out your year where you always have something you can enjoy.
And a lot of the places you and Romy are going to take us this morning actually have training classes. And so in all of the places they mentioned this morning, don't hesitate to get on their website and take a look at the training classes that are coming up. And as you and Romy take us through all of these landscaping sites throughout the state, I'll lean on our friend Roger Naylor, and I'll have his book, Boots and Burgers.
And is that all you think about?
As y'all take us on a tour of all these great landscaping places to stop in, I'm going to lean on Roger and go through his book, and I'm going to find all the best little burger joints close to each one of these locations that you should finish your tour
with. I had to laugh at Romy last hour answering the question about Cohills. And by the way, have you eaten at that little place next door, you know?
Pepper Sauce Cafe. Hey, there's never a time I'm down that area. There isn't two or three police cars out front. You know you've got a good local lunch joint when the cop cars are parked outside.
There you go.
Also, some of the bigger places like Boyce Thompson and the bigger botanical gardens will have plant sales, and it's about that time of year. So theirs is coming up pretty soon. We had looked that up at one point.
Well, at the Desert Botanical Garden, there are literally thousands of species. They're all kind of acclimated to the desert environment. When I encourage y'all to get out and look at these places, I want you to take a look at the subtleties of great design. You know, a lot of landscapes are trips to the nursery or the big box stores, seeing a particular plant with a particular color blossom on it, you grab it, and you think, well, it'll fit good here. And over the years, those good fits here, good fits there, you maybe have bought something that isn't really particularly compatible to the desert environment. So a good plan is a great place to start. And take a look in these professional garden environments, the subtleties of design, the placement of the hardscape, the boulders, the plant species, the layering of different products and plants as they all come together. It makes a huge difference of what the final scene looks like.
And here's that plant sale date for Desert Botanical Gardens. So one nice thing about each one of these places, you can join as a member and help support their cause. And if you're a member, you get in a day early to everything. So October 19th starts for members, and the 20th and the 21st is open. You can go and buy plants right there on the spot.
And from the Desert Botanical Gardens, it's an easy walk over to Scottsdale Xeriscape Garden. Bike ride.
It is. You don't even have to go that far. In right around the Desert Botanical, I mean, you got the zoo. You got Pueblo Grande ruins, you got ASU campus, you got Tempe Town Lake. But before you would leave that area, you would have to take Roger Naylor's advice and get into the Chuck Box hamburger joint on University.
Okay, so obviously our layout of sites are...
Yeah, I miss my Scottsdale Chuck Box. And my Mags hamburger.
What is it now? Oregano's or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Mags. I'd give that.
Wouldn't we love to have a Mags?
Oh, I'd love to have Mags hamburger back. That's for sure. But the Chuck Box, and here's what Roger has to say about it. No seasoning compares to a well-used grill. That puts it pretty well for the Chuck Box. Huh? You order it just the way you want. Give that to me.
You're going to make me drive to Tempe after this broadcast.
Give me a big one. I want a big one with cheese, medium rare.
All right. I may do Bun Huggers and Flagstaff. I don't know. One of the two.
Kind of the same
open
business
flame,
model.
Yep.
So now
Tempe Town
you can
Lake.
Get on your bicycle and ride over to Scottsdale Xeriscape.
You two are impossible.
Arizona State Campus was on there, but I missed that in the order because that is closer than the Scottsdale Xeriscape. But that would be one that I think they call it the Green Belt. Where all along Hayden Road, you can ride, bike.
Yeah, the little tunnels take you underneath the road. You don't have to worry about traffic.
It's funny, growing up not far from there, I've never been on it. You know, our cousins from Colorado have been on it more than I have. It's just, it was never anything to do.
Well, now it's a beautiful little ride.
Part of that stop on is the new development at the water treatment plant at the Scottsdale Xeriscape Garden. And Bill Kassenheiser, the arborist there on site, has just done a great job with that entire stretch of, what is it? Not even 100 yards, maybe a little longer than that. But
they've got
Palo Verdes. It's just this yellow cascade of flowers that are both in the trees and on the ground in the springtime. And they've got those types of drainage system, retainer walls.
Called gavion.
Gavions. That is a sharp element. That's a timeless look for me.
It is. It'll always be there. And the They've got 7,000 plants, 200 species, and everything is well marked. Roma, they also have a master gardener phone number you can call and just ask questions. But the beauty of that is they took a 5.5 million gallon tank and sunk it, and then put this. Of course, you can't build on top of that, so they put the Xeriscape on top, and so it's all about drought tolerant plants, and it's just an amazing facility. And everything is again is marked. You can just walk along. It's self-guided, open all, regular hours. You can just walk on in. It's free.
It's on the side of Hayden Road. You just walk through it.
Yeah, it's free. Mm-hmm.
And then when you're done, you walk over to Randy's restaurant.
Where's Randy's? I was thinking I would probably get hungry between Desert Botanical and Xeriscape. So I wander into Carlsbad Tavern.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're a little bit north of that. It's on Chaparral. Randy's has been there forever. It's Randy's restaurant and ice cream parlor. And it's been there as long as I think we've been on air. It's been there probably 30 years. And I'm never in that area around lunchtime where I don't stop at Randy's. Now, that's not in Roger Naylor's book. So this isn't one Roger had found. But, I mean, Randy's, as it relates to the proximity of the Xeriscape Center and Garden right there on Hayden, would be the perfect place for you to nourish up. Protein up, baby.
Well, one more thing about the Xeriscape before y'all go to lunch is it's a National Wildlife Federation certified campus. So if you're interested in attracting wildlife to your property, they have great plans and ideas for that as well.
I'd like to know what they're doing with the 5 million gallons of water underneath that.
It's the city's water. It's the city water.
Are they recharging the ground wells with it, or they're using it for
She said it was drinking water.
I think it's just one of the treatment plants, mm-hmm. point of distribution to homes and businesses.
And she said it would have been so ugly if they put it above ground, so they had this idea, sink it and put the Xeriscape on top.
I've got to find out more about that. That's really interesting.
It used to be like an old Goonie golf place, didn't it?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, and that's a dog park, too, so
right,
you can
right
bring
next
your
to the
dogs.
Park.
All right, we're going to be rounding the corner here and jumping on I-10 and running down to Tucson to take a look at the Tucson Sonoran Museum as well as the Tucson Botanical Garden.
On that drive south, though, don't stay on I-10 into Tucson and then go over. Cut down at Marana and take the backside, the west side of the Tucson Mountains in Saguaro National Park to really get...
Touché.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with 10, but that's a fast-moving freeway. Jump off at Marana, slow down, and enjoy that desert scape because there's nowhere else in the world. That's similar to our Sonoran Desert Southwest. I mean, you're in a unique area. You can't, it's duplicated anywhere else. Enjoy it. Have y'all been? And I'm doing the Arizona Sonoran Museum when we're down in Saba. That's one I haven't pulled into and toured, but that's on my checklist for 3 weeks from now.
Let's do it.
With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey, y'all, Rosie here. Fortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.